At the Women's World Cup soccer tournament in Australia and New Zealand, a lot of focus is on the U.S. team and its quest for a record third world title in a row. But Brazilian superstar Marta is also in the spotlight. She's making her sixth and possibly final World Cup appearance. And though she's won many trophies in the sport, Marta has not won a World Cup yet. NPR's Kerry Kahn reports.
You don't have to tell Orlando Pride fans how great Marta is. They've treasured her since the NWSL franchise signed her 6 years ago. Brazilian expats like Bruna Palma were out in full force at a recent home game.
It's really fantastic. She came from Brazil. It's really hard to get here. We're very proud of her, so that's why we cheer for her.
Yeah, they cheered. Especially when she effortlessly tapped a penalty kick over the head of the goalie to tie the game.
Who do we love?
Orlando! Vamos! Vamos, Orlando!
The Pride went on to lose 2-1, but fan Kate Neal says signing Marta was epic.
She brought something we weren't expecting, and besides experience, is also Marta. She's brilliant.
Marta Vieira da Silva has been named FIFA's World Player of the Year 6 times. She has 2 Olympic medals, and she holds the record for most World Cup goals, man or woman. Now 37, she says this will be her last World Cup, the only major prize not on her list.
Sexta Copa do Mundo. O que significa isso para você?
Ah, muita coisa, né? Um trabalho de uma vida inteira.
Asked recently by Brazil Sport TV what a sixth World Cup means, Marta says it's the pinnacle of a lifetime's work achieved with great teammates, love, and affection.
Torna isso muito mais fácil, né?
Born just years after Brazil lifted its ban against women playing soccer, Marta grew up playing with boys. She was bullied by many, but outplayed most. At 14, she boarded a bus out of her dusty, impoverished town in Brazil's northeast for a chance to join an all-female team. Within a few years, she was playing in Europe and at 17, scored in her first World Cup. Julia Belis Trinidadi is a sports journalist and studies women's soccer.
She's not only talented, brilliant player, the best we've ever had, but also, she has been such an important voice in the women's game.
On and off the field, Marta defies typecasts. In this ad, she's plugging Avon Cosmetics.
A gente não é frágil, mas pode chorar.
Wearing its bright red lipstick, she also sports during matches.
O futebol feminino veio para ficar, então jogue como uma mulher.
Women's football is here to stay, so play it like a woman, she hypes. She caused a stir wearing the Avon product during the last World Cup, with talk of violating FIFA's ambush marketing rules. Undeterred, she's most outspoken about Brazil's poor investment for younger generations, a big reason the national women's team long relied on older players.
É isso que eu peço para as meninas.
After the team's disappointing loss to host France last World Cup, her impassioned plea to Brazil's girls went viral.
E o futebol feminino depende de vocês.
Women's football depends on you to survive. Value it, she raged. Fast forward to this year's World Cup, and progress can be seen in Brazil. The national team is younger, and many play abroad. They also have a female world-class coach, Pia Sundhage, who led the U.S. to 2 Olympic gold medal wins. The team had a triumphant send-off, trouncing Chile in a friendly before departing for Australia.
Marta, 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 é a rainha do futebol.
Marta, Marta, she's the queen of football, the crowd sang. 13-year-old Vitória Marinho came with 2 classmates, both boys. Like Marta 20 years ago, she plays on the boys' team. Her school doesn't have one for girls.
Is that really hard?
Yes, it's so different to play with boys and play with girls, so...
She stops mid-sentence as Brazil scores again. Then picks up in Portuguese.
Eu acho que não é justo porque a maioria das mulheres...
She says it's not fair that women's sport still doesn't get the support like the men. The stadium was less than a quarter full. After the game, as Marta was boarding the team bus, I finally get a chance at a quick question.
Como se siente?
Feliz.
How are you feeling going into your sixth World Cup? Feliz, happy, she beams. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Brasilia.
For Saturday, that's All Things Considered from NPR News. We will be back in your feed tomorrow, and yes, we will have more soccer coverage. I'm Scott Detrow. Thanks for listening, and have a good night.